We all believe in the value of willpower, which inevitably means we feel terrible when it fails us. You say willpower and decision-making are both enabled by the brain's executive control functions. Is there a limit to how much executive control any one of us can have?
There's a limit to how much we can use, yes. It takes some effort and it takes some thought and motivation to exert executive control. So our brains don't do that on a long-term sustained basis very easily. Those are good for the kinds of decisions we make once in a while, like buying a car or maybe asking your boss for a raise. Those things do require a lot of executive control because we need to plan out what we're going to do and make decisions and then go ahead and do it.
Why are our brains so quick to form habits for things that we don't have to decide every single day?
Habits are a very different learning mechanism from executive control, and not one that we have conscious access or awareness to. It's not something that we can intuit easily. It's sort of hidden. It's sort of a mental shortcut, is the way I think of it. What to do in a given situation that will work for you in the sense of getting a reward. A huge portion of our day, 43% of the time, we're actually acting on habit, meaning we're repeating what we did before in pretty much the same context without thinking about what we're doing.
How are our habits cued by our environments?
That's another really important part of what we've learned about habits in the last few years. And that is that habits really depend on the environments that we're in. And they depend on it in a couple of ways. First off, we're much more likely to do things that are easy for us. So in the case of my cousin, who has tried a number of times to lose weight, her environment is actually quite hostile to losing weight. She has a lot of food on the counter. She has teenage kids who are snacking constantly on junk food. Everywhere she goes, trips to the mall, everything is permeated with offers of food, whether she's hungry or not. And if she goes out to eat, servings that we get in restaurants are just huge, much larger than most of us need. So it's very hard in that context to repeat behaviors that will help her lose weight. So one of the things that I recommend in the book, and one of the things that we've learned through experiments, is if you make things easier, people are much more likely to do them. It's more how the situations we're in help us reach our goals. So if you belong to a gym that's very close to your house, then it will be easy for you to stop by there on your way to work or on your way home. If it's way far away, then you have set up a situation where it's not supporting your gym habit. So you can set up your situations to actually help you meet your goals.